The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, beginning with verse 14. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the Gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat, mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired hands and followed him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to come and follow Jesus, and he will make us become fishers of men. The words of St. Luke in the book of Acts, "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, with special attention to the following verses. "And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.' And immediately they left their nets and followed him." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, a personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men." That is a challenge Jesus places on us on this Sunday morning as we have come to worship him and to meditate on his holy word. Yes, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. As a matter of fact, John had been arrested. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Yes, there's no question about the fact that the kingdom of God was at hand. Since Jesus made that proclamation over 2,000 years ago, not only that, but the strong need and urgency to repent and to believe in the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, we're told that when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison for speaking against Herod's adultery with his brother's wife, he returned to Galilee, where he lived in Capernaum, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. "The people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." And from that time on, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As he began his 3-year public ministry with the same message as that of John the Baptist out in the wilderness of the desert, saying, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for Him. In other words, to make a radical change in one's life from being lost to being saved to the kingdom of heaven. Yes, the time had come for those living in darkness, in sin, without Jesus, to see that great light shining upon them. And that great light was Jesus Himself, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. Jesus, who said of Himself in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. But in order to accomplish His mission and ministry of preaching and of teaching, Jesus needed help. So He chose disciples so that the good news of the gospel could be preached and taught, especially after Jesus' departure from this world, not only in Galilee and Judea, but to the ends of the earth. Listen to what Luke says in the book of Acts. And you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. As a matter of fact, we read in our text for today that as Jesus was passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, a beautiful lake, we're told almost 700 feet below sea level, 14 miles long and 6 miles wide, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. So Jesus chose to appoint Simon and Peter as His disciples without any formal education, instead of choosing those who had a formal education, like the priests of the temple. As a matter of fact, Jesus doesn't even do a background check on them to determine their IQ levels of knowledge and understanding, their professional skills in teaching and preaching, or even for that matter, about their personal finances. And that's precisely what happened. As Jesus said to them, follow Me, and I will make you become not fishermen, but fishers of men. In other words, from now on, Simon, Andrew, you will no longer catch fish, but catch men, including women and children, with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're told that Simon and Andrew did not hesitate to become fishers of men. They accepted the assignment immediately. The same was true of the sons of Zebedee, the two brothers, John and James, who were also in their boat mending the nets. They also accepted Jesus' call immediately. We read in the last part of our text for today, and immediately Jesus called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired hands and followed Him. Yes, they dropped everything they were doing immediately. And they didn't ask Jesus, where are we going? Or, how long are we going to be away? Or even for that matter, where are we going to stay? No. Jesus doesn't give them any information. No map, no itinerary, no destination, except the invitation to follow him. As they left everything, they were doing as fishermen, including perhaps their families and friends, in order to follow Jesus. Yes, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. Now what about us? What about you and me? We know and believe that the kingdom of God is at hand. We also know the need to repent and to believe the gospel, as we did again this morning in the words of the confession and absolution. I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Yes, are you also ready to accept the assignment to become fishers of men in order to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I hope and pray that you are ready to follow Jesus and become fishers of men. And by the way, here Jesus does not expect you to drop everything you're doing right now, your job or your family and your friends like pastors and teachers have done, who have been called by God to the full-time ministry of the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. But he does expect something from you. Some time in your busy schedule. And I know all of you are busy. We're always busy. I remember when Ruth and I moved from Nebraska, things there were slow. But as soon as we got here, everything was fast. As we get on the freeway and you're rushed from place to place. Yes, God has also called you on a part-time basis because you have a job and you have a family and you have to take care of business to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. May our prayer today be the words that we sang in the hymn of the day. Listen to what it says again. Am I and you a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Sometimes we're afraid to witness and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we shouldn't. We should not be embarrassed, ashamed of the name of Jesus. But be bold, aggressive, in sharing the most wonderful news in the world that Jesus is our Savior. May our prayer also be the words of the hymn of the day, come follow me, said Christ the Lord, all in my way abiding. O bear the crosses and confide in my example as your guide. God bless you as you follow Jesus. God bless you as you worship him every Sunday. If you look at the cover of our bulletin, what does the psalmist say? I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And I know you're glad to be here this morning. And I hope that you were excited to be here this morning, even though it was cold, to be here in the house of the Lord. And as you go out sometime this week and share the good news of Jesus, in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.